W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With the severe weather threat in parts of the U.S. coming to an end, the East Coast is now facing heavy rain and even flooding in some areas, while northern New England deals with snow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson with more on that.
North of Interstate 90, we've got the chance of at least some snow. And then once you go up into New Hampshire and Vermont, we're looking at 1, maybe even 2 feet of snow. And there will be some high peaks of the Adirondacks, greens and whites, that could see 3 feet of snow. Yeah, I know it is early April, but unfortunately, winter is still clinging on there.
Taiwan officials say 9 people are reported dead and more than 900 injured after the island's 7.4 magnitude earthquake. More from CBS's MTS Taiwan.
Taiwan is no stranger to powerful earthquakes, but the public is kept informed via TV and cell phone messages, and school drills saw some children put on protective head coverings as they waited for the all clear.
The U.S. Geological Survey is now reporting a 5.3 magnitude quake in China. More humanitarian groups have paused their activities in Gaza after the Israeli attack on World Central Kitchen workers. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The United Nations has suspended its operations at night in Gaza for at least 48 hours to evaluate security issues. It has long complained of obstacles to getting aid in and then distributing it. It's repeatedly called for a humanitarian ceasefire.
President Biden is scheduled to speak with Israel's prime minister tomorrow. Defending national champion UConn's trip to a second consecutive Final Four is having a tough time getting off the ground. The plane that the Huskies were supposed to take has had mechanical problems. The NCAA says the team is expected to be in the air soon. Attorney General Merrick Garland credits community intervention initiatives for a decline in violent crime in much of the U.S. Garland says that the Justice Department will cough up some cash to keep up the effort.
Today, I am announcing that the department will be making a $78 million investment in community violence intervention programs and research.
Outdoor-loving tourists may not realize the impact there of their carbon footprint, CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Tourism to Yellowstone National Park produces more than 1 megaton of carbon emissions a year, according to a new study published in the journal PLOS Climate. 1 megaton of CO2 emissions is equivalent to driving nearly 250,000 gas-powered cars for a year.
Researchers believe 90% of the emissions are from travel to and from the park. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is almost $1.1 billion, the 9th largest in U.S. history. The numbers just drawn are 11, 38, 41, 62, 65, and Powerball 15. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers started out with an early lead again. Jackson Chourio hitting his first career home run in the majors, but the Twins rallied with 5 runs in the 7th to post a 7-3 win over Milwaukee. It was the Brewers' first loss of the season. Starting pitcher Joe Ross was okay, considering it was his first time on the mound after back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed, and I love what I saw because to go out there there, and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021 and has had tough injuries. To get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch, and they took seven walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
The Brewers host the Mariners Friday night. NFL, Packers running back Patrick Taylor now signing with the 49ers. Taylor's been a backup running back and special teams player in Green Bay the past four seasons. He turns 26 later this month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of rain and snow, not only for the overnight, but also into your Thursday as well. Little to no accumulation is expected. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s of the overnight with blustery north winds. Thursday, lower 40s, still windy. It's 39 at our studios.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome legendary comedian Tom Dreesen and Lacrosse Symphony maestro Alexander Platt. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's midweek. It's time for Middays with Mark. We'll get to that in just a moment. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the entire first hour here today, taking your calls at 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, is the Republican argument against women voting starting to get traction? And by the way, some of their strategies are working quite effectively to prevent women from voting. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, has the Republican Party become a full-fledged anti-sex movement? This is totally weird, even right down to Project 2025. I'll tell you about that. And also in the second hour, it turns out that Donald Trump's Truth Social, you know, this whole little money-making, multi-billion dollar money-making thing, apparently wouldn't have happened without money from a Russian oligarch. Seriously, I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Jack Smith's response to Eileen Cannon's craziness, we discover where it came from. And also, you know, how she's actually been pretty sneaky on this thing. She has not issued a ruling, in quotes, merely advisory suggestions and questions. And those things can't be appealed. Only rulings can be appealed. So Jack Smith is kind of stuck. I'll give you all the details on that at the third hour of the program. Also, even if you make Donald Trump $6 billion, he still delights in screwing you. Yes, he is suing the guys who started Truth Social to prevent them from getting their little 8% share of the stock of the company. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour. And is there a no bottom? Donald Trump lies about the GOP's favorite murder victim. It's just crazy. All right, to start out our program today and for our first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is going to be with us. Middays with Mark, or is with us, Middays with Mark. He's the U.S. Congressman who represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan, P-O-C-A-N dot house.gov is his website. You can tweet him or X him or whatever they call it these days at Rep. Mark Pocan. Congressman, welcome back to the program. It's always so nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here. We've had a big election yesterday in Wisconsin. Our spring election included the primaries for Biden and Trump, which, of course, both won. But it's good to be home and getting around the district and hearing really on the ground what's important looking at November.
I understand Trump lost about almost 20% of the vote in Wisconsin. And what was the other state that had this? Connecticut, I think, primary yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There were more Republican votes overall than Democratic votes. So that's something, you know, we should be looking at and trying to make sure we're understanding. But he lost a lot of votes to people that clearly have dropped out of the race. So while Dean Phillips was still on the ballot in Wisconsin, it was very small. There was a I'm not sure the final vote total, but about 47,000-48,000 uninstructed votes in Wisconsin. But in Donald Trump's primary, clearly a lot of people still are not happy that Donald Trump's a nominee.
Yeah, I totally get that. Also, there was a new report that was published yesterday by the Economic Policy Institute going all the way back to, I think Nixon. And what they found is that under Democratic presidents, the economy always, at least in the modern era, I think you could take this back to 1929, always does better. And I'm guessing Democrats are going to be talking about this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, Donald Trump was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Monday, Joe Biden's in Madison, Wisconsin, my district. And we're going to be talking about, what this administration and the Democrats in particular a couple years ago did to help reduce costs. And, you know, I think when you look at things like the Inflation Reduction Act and investing in things like infrastructure to create good paying jobs, there's a lot we've got to talk about, and clearly the economy does better when Democrats are in charge. We're not looking at just the top few percent. We're looking at a much larger pool of people trying to help when we're in office. And, you know, especially a session like this where so little is happening, I think we've got a lot to be able to talk about on Monday when the president's in the state.
And finally, I'm wondering what your message is to President Biden with regard to Israel. My message would be, if you don't stop going along with Benjamin Netanyahu, he's going to destroy your presidency and he's going to destroy your candidacy. I am getting so many calls from Democrats who are so pissed off that we just shipped more 2,000-pound dumb bombs, which is exactly what he's been using to destroy Gaza, et cetera. What say you, sir?
I've just had four town halls in places like Monroe, Wisconsin, population, I don't know, 10, 11,000, Edgerton, Wisconsin, a few thousand, Mazomanie, Wisconsin, under a couple thousand, and Sauk City, Wisconsin. And the number one and two issues that people wanted to continue to talk about throughout the town hall were Ukraine funding, which the president's completely in the right place with, in Gaza, and this is one where the president's not. I think people are ready for a divorce with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's not adding much to the relationship. It's not saying anything against the Israeli people. But, you know, we should be supporting both the Israeli people and the Palestinian people, but Benjamin Netanyahu is not doing that. I mean, the most recent attack on Jose and Chef Andreas's project for delivering relief is just one more super visible incident of how terrible the execution of what's going on in Gaza has been happening by Benjamin Netanyahu. And people want something different. Members of Congress want something different. But I'll tell you, being home for a couple weeks like this, doing those town halls, I've relayed this to the Biden campaign. I'm concerned. That 48,000 almost uninstructed votes in a state where Joe Biden won by just under 21,000 should be significant and be looked at very closely.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, so shall we pick up calls?
Sure.
All righty. Brad in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. Hi, Tom Hartman. This is Brad in Tampa. How are y'all doing today?
What's your question for the congressman, Brad?
So I have written a bill. I'm just a citizen here in Central Florida, and I haven't got a complete title for it, but I'm calling it Public Access to Representatives of 2024. And basically, the bill states that any senator or representative that spends time with lobbyists or special interest groups must spend an equal amount of time with their constituents on a town hall. And I see, Congressman, that you, I just heard that you did several town halls. I'm very glad about that. But I think there's a big disconnect with our representatives and the public, especially on the right, when it comes to these them not sitting down with their constituents. So this bill would just say, hey, if you are going to go and spend a night gala at a $10,000 plate dinner with the NRA, that it takes 3 hours, that you must within a month spend 3 hours with a sit down free to the public in your state or your district constituents can come and talk to you and ask you questions.
Interesting idea. Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah, Brad, I think it might be unenforceable, but I completely understand your sentiment. I mean, part of our problem is because of the Republican leadership in the House being unable to govern, right? Last year, we lost 4 whole weeks home between August and Christmas. We were home 1 week, Thanksgiving week, because of speaker elections and not being able to pass a budget bill. You're right. I mean, part of the problem is, you know, if we're not home, we're not able to have town halls. That's why getting around right now, I've been ecstatic to be able to do these town halls. Nothing for me is better than to connect and hear these things so that I can make sure I'm representing the district, and anyone should be doing that. So I'm with you on the sentiment. I'm not sure a law is ever going to work, and certainly not the way I think that you're hoping, but I totally get what you're saying.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. It's 14 minutes past the hour. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Middays with Mark, picking up your calls right after this. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio, refreshed.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support, incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine, which can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Make better sleep a health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour and middays with Mark. Jim in Greenwood, Wisconsin. Hey, Jim, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you. Congressman, I just wanted to say, love the representation you give us here in Wisconsin, and keep up the great work. My question is Wisconsin voters last night approved two Republican-backed measures that will change the way elections are run in this pivotal battleground state. What's your opinion? Will this hurt us the way it's run now or help us?
Yeah, Jim, thanks for your comments. I appreciate that. So we had two referendums that the gerrymandered Republican legislature wrote. So that already should tell you everything. They made it purposely confusing in language to basically say, let's keep big money out of elections. They don't mean in campaign contributions. They mean money that we were given to have mail drop boxes and things that the state legislature isn't funding to have efficient elections. But I think what was really even more dishonest than the language and the process was groups like the MacGyver Institute, a conservative think tank, did ads that popped up all the time on my social media, you know, tell the NRA they can't buy our elections. And clearly this wasn't about the NRA. This was about, you know, money that was going to buy drop boxes so that more people could participate. Jim, end of the day, I think, you know, people who, you know, just kind of read it said, yeah, I don't want big money in elections. That's kind of where the vote was. But it was a disingenuous ploy by the gerrymandered legislature that fortunately we have new maps for in Wisconsin, and hopefully we can get a different majority or at least really tighten the margins to make it more effective in the future. Will it hurt us? We're not going to have outside money to help do some of the things that the state's refusing to fund, but I think it's more of a general statement against money in politics.
Diane in Minneapolis, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I love both of you, and thanks for everything you do. I want to talk just a little bit about this Advantage plan issue, because I'm on an Advantage plan. I got it 8 years ago before I ever heard anybody talking about why I shouldn't. And I got lucky because I have a good plan, and I've always gotten care, and I don't pay too much. But if the Democrats do get elected, and we do end up getting rid of the Advantage plans, you know, right now, if I wanted to go back, like as soon as I heard that this was an issue, I wanted to see if I could get on a supplement, and I couldn't. Once you have an Advantage plan, that's it. So any changes that get made really need to take that into consideration. And the other thing is that the supplemental plans are way more expensive. And I think there's a lot of seniors, like when we were looking at them, the reason I didn't get one was because I think it was $460 a month. And that, you know, that's a lot of money when you're on a fixed income.
Congressman?
Yeah. Diane, thanks for your comments. And, you know, I completely agree. Any changes that we make are going to have to take that into consideration. Right now, there's a penalty to have to go to go to Medicare, and we've got to take care of all that. You know, I think the real problem is we just want to warn people, because too many constituent complaints we get, and we hear stories on Tom's program all the time, people not getting the care, getting refused through prior authorization on these plans. But I don't think anyone will stop a private insurance plan. They just probably should be Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage, Humana Advantage plan that you can have, rather than pretending they're Medicare. And just to the supplemental question, you're right. That's one of the things that, you know, that these Advantage plans tell you you'll get, even if you're not going to get the care and you're in network potentially on them. That's one of the issues. But if the overcharging they do right now to the government, I think the last year that we kept track was $140 billion of overcharging. So this is more expensive than Medicare. If you just took that savings, you could cover supplemental insurance for every single person on Medicare. So there's ways to do this right and make it better that doesn't just put money in insurance companies' pockets. And that's how we would write any changes. So you're very right to raise the issue, very much on our radar screens. We just want to warn people that, you know, sometimes that little bit of savings, or that extra gym membership that you get out of a Medicare Advantage plan, if it means that they're going to turn down your care through prior authorization like they do millions of times a year, that could be, you know, life-threatening. And we just want people to know all the facts before they sign up for any plan.
John, in Atlanta, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We just have a little over a minute, by the way. Quick one.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. Question concerning the documents case in Florida. The theft took place in D.C. Why isn't it being tried there?
I'm not sure where the case that was mentioned. I apologize.
Oh, he's talking about the so-called documents case, the espionage case that Judge Cannon is doing.
I heard a different name. I apologize. I don't know. I truly there's jurisdictional issues, and it just falls within the jurisdictional issues of the courts. But I couldn't tell you any more than that, John. Sorry.
Yeah. Congressman, I just have 30 seconds here. You're out there talking to people, doing your town halls and whatnot. Is it your sense that Donald Trump is being helped or hurt by all of the charges that are being filed against him?
In four town halls, I don't think it's come up, to be honest. Wow. But to be fair, Tom,
I'm talking to Republicans.
Well, at least two of them were official town halls. Two were a little more sponsored by organizations. Hmm. I don't talk politics at those because I'm on the official dime, so I don't do electoral politics. So maybe that's why. But no one has proactively brought it up in a question that I've had to respond to.
Yeah. Okay. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. The chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
Like Don a grand Rosen slam morning, on your radio, home for the Packers.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your home for the Bucks. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Over a foot of snow expected in parts of New England overnight, and CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says,
even though you won't necessarily see the severe weather and big thunderstorms, you've definitely got that wind, and that's along the coast from Boston all the way down to Washington, D.C.
The ground still shakes after the earthquake that hit Taiwan. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Wednesday's earthquake hit at 7:58 local time at a depth of 13 miles and has so far set off several aftershocks at a magnitude of 4 or larger.
The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes are going home now, and in Washington, concern over Israel's actions.
The problem is that the State Department and other U.S. officials have been making this argument to the Israelis for months now, and incidents like this continue to happen.
CBS's Nancy Cortez at the White House. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of rain and snow, not only for the overnight, but also into your Thursday as well. Little to no accumulation is expected. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s of the overnight with blustery north winds. Thursday, lower 40s, still windy. It's 39 at our studios.
Big Deals. Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, the Lanes on 20, and breakout escape rooms. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. And Tom in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, Representative Pocan, I was wondering, can you do anything about, we're losing a lot of younger voters due to the laws on what's going on in Gaza. And it's like, we're going to lose it if they don't get these young people back. Would you might be able to contact our President Biden and maybe talk to him about it, please?
Yeah, I hear you, Tom. First of all, last night I actually met with UW-Madison College Dems. And, we talked about a number of issues that students care about, college affordability, student loan forgiveness. There's a lot of things that people definitely agree with the president on. But there is a disconnect. I would argue, though, it's not just with younger voters, though, based on my town hall experience across Wisconsin, and you're from Wisconsin, Tom, that there are a lot of voters who are concerned about seeing over 32,000 dead people in Gaza, 70% of which are women and children, clearly are not Hamas. The devastation on the ground to buildings there, 2 million people displaced within the country, and we can't get aid to them. The fact the United States can't bring aid in through normal channels through the Israeli gates, instead we have to drop it by air or bring it by water, is quite honestly ridiculous. And I'm hearing it a lot, and I've mentioned it to the Biden campaign and to the administration. And the president's coming to my district Monday, and I've got the feeling I'm going to be mentioning it to the president himself, because I have a lot of concerns. And it's not just Wisconsin. I'm hearing this from people who represent districts in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, Georgia, and other swing states. And I agree with you, Tom. I think that, people do care about what's happening. And I think what Tom and I talked about at the very beginning of the program, just very briefly, I think it's time for a divorce from Benjamin Netanyahu. That's not a divorce from the Israeli people or the Palestinian people. I think, by and large, they want peace in the region. But Benjamin Netanyahu has engaged a very corrupt, collective punishment on the people of Gaza, and it does need to be called out more by this country.
Tom, in Irvine, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, sirs. And don't forget, Tom, Congressman Pocan is a member of the Congressional Freethought Caucus, and it is expanding to, I think, 22 members up from the last time I spoke with Congressman Pocan.
That's great.
And at the end of February, Congressman Pocan, there was a vote on H.R. 6544, the Atomic Energy Advancement Act, and my representative, Katie Porter, voted against it along with 35 other Democrats, and I support that position. It passed the House overwhelmingly, but probably won't pass the Senate, which I think is a good thing. May I respectfully ask you why you voted yes, and would you reconsider your position? Thank you.
Yeah, Tom, I honestly don't remember the bill offhand. I'd have to take a look at it. We get, as you know, about 10,000 bills a year, so I couldn't tell you offhand.
Okay. Glenn in Kalama, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thanks, Tom. Congressman, it looks like we're going to have a pretty good election in terms of the House of Representatives. And so I was wondering if any of you are considering or working on legislation to repeal Citizens United or to repeal the Republican tax cuts and stuff like that that Tom talks about.
Yeah, absolutely, Glenn. First of all, my aunt and uncle, both who have passed, used to live in Klamath, Washington. So I love that area as well as where Tom's at in Portland, beautiful parts of the country. Glenn, first of all, I wouldn't get ahead of ourselves. We do feel that with this incompetent Republican majority, we certainly are giving people a clear choice. Marjorie Taylor Greene running the House of Representatives or Hakeem Jeffries. It's pretty clear. However, you know, elections have consequences, and a lot is riding on November. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We have November to focus on. Having said that, the very first bill we've done as Democrats the last several sessions was H.R. 1, which gets rid of Citizens United, and was voted on by the House, by the Dems. I think every Dem voted for it, sending it forward. So completely, that's on our agenda. And I think many of the ways to get rid of those Trump tax cuts and bring revenue in again in a responsible way. So I think 83% of the tax cuts went to the top 1% and added to our nation's debt under Donald Trump is absolutely on the table as well. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. November is going to be really key. And, you know, for some people, this is a rerun election, and people don't like reruns like when you see a TV show the first time. We have to have turnout, or else we could have consequences out of that. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's focus on November.
Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Anthony, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello. Hello, yes. I got a question for Congressman Pocan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question, but I was wondering what, do you agree with me that we need to reassess how we sanction?
Anthony, you just vanished.
Sanction other countries, they'll flow towards China or Russia as far as like economic.
You're talking about like our sanctioning of Cuba, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
And Venezuela. Cuba. Okay, Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah. So if the question is specifically about Cuba, it might be different than the general. On Cuba, it makes no sense to have them on a terrorist list. I was there a year ago, December. It's having a lot of economic, huge economic problems there. And 2% of the population, Tom, in a year's time left Cuba and came to the United States. Mm. That's, you know, very few people know that statistic and need to understand that. That's a foolish, antiquated policy that should absolutely be gone. I think in general, though, because the United States still is such an economic power, we do have some of our best ability to do things through sanctions rather than through war. And I'd much rather see us, you know, look at that where we can. Any kind of, obviously, diplomacy is even preferred above that. But I just wanted to address that a little bit in case he was going a little broader. But specifically to Cuba, it's absolutely ridiculous where we're at right now with our U.S. policy towards Cuba.
Ray in Salem, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Astoria, Oregon, by the way.
Oh, okay. I'll fix it.
A while back, the Lifeline program went away, those support for telephone for low income. And I got a card in the mail the other day saying, due to the lack of additional funding from Congress, the Affordable Connectivity Program will end in April. Households enrolled, blah, blah, blah. So why are all these little programs that help the low income people going away?
Yeah, Ray, and it's not just that. I mean, we put out a lot of additional funds during COVID because people needed some additional support, and that money ended, and unfortunately, a lot of people are feeling that impact. You know, this Republican Congress has not been functioning. I mean, fortunately, we were able to finally get our 12 appropriation bills done 6 months late, and they had to come and get Democratic votes, so we were able to stop some of the most draconian cuts. But they were proposing, they said they across the board on their bills, it was 22% cut, Tom. Whoa. But they wouldn't cut defense or veterans affairs. So really, it was more like a 30% cut across the board. Bills they actually put on the floor for a vote and passed before we got serious recently in passing the appropriation bills. They had a 41% cut to the Department of Agriculture, hurting our family farmers across the country. So it's really just this MAGA dogma that they're voting on, whether it makes sense or not, and usually not. And that's part of the problem, Ray, is programs that have been, I think, long respected and supported, like the connectivity program you're talking about, has been at risk because of how the Republicans have operated.
Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Mark. Oh, God, it's so good to hear you. I'm glad to be in your district. I got to say, like a lot of Democrats, we are grieving over what is happening in Gaza and really tortured over what our country is doing. in sending these bonds at minimum. Whatever Biden's position is, please tell him any way you can. He needs to explain to the American people why he is doing what he is doing. I agree. Divorce Netanyahu, he's a monster, okay? It's all about politics with that guy. But to tell Biden to look at what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did with the fireside chats, explaining the most complex, difficult things that were going on in our country at the time, I would really, really appreciate that, and I think we could all benefit with it, and we could agree with it or not agree with it. But right now, all we're getting are these platitudes, and they're not working.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. So two things. One, I agree on the fireside chats, especially Joe Biden, who's such a genuinely sincere, empathetic person. It's a perfect format for him, and I don't know why he doesn't use it more often. I agree on that. But also, I'll tell you, this is the other point. Joe Biden does not wear every issue on his sleeve when he's dealing with issues, especially diplomatically. I've learned that about him. And I often learn, a lot more when I talk to, some of the departments, Department of State, et cetera, on what's happening. And I know that Joe Biden is doing more than what is out there. Excuse me. However, the American people need to know that as well, right? And I'm looking forward to seeing him on Monday and having a conversation, because having come out of all these town halls in the district, and I didn't even do it in Madison, Kathy, where we have even more people who believe this. In my more rural areas, this is just as strong as other areas, and we need to get that across, that people are concerned.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark, our every other week meeting with Congressman Pocan, where he picks up your calls. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, and we will be back with more of your calls for the Chair Emeritus at Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pope.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. The superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor, particularly our dogs Blue and Chewy. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free tobacco of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Ricardo in Syracuse, New York, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good morning, guys, or good afternoon. I was born in Puerto Rico. And I have several friends that live in Florida. I used to live in Florida. And many of my friends literally will vote for Trump before they vote for Biden, which is ridiculous. It's out of my mind. I have told them about how he wanted to take our residency out. He threw papers of toilet papers when Maria hit Puerto Rico. Why you guys do not use this against him? Like, all of this stuff that he ever done is, like, gone with the wind. We have videos of him. I think they should have more videos of him doing things like that to the Hispanic community. I will take your answer on the radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo.
I hear you, Ricardo. I think one of the most memorable dumb moments of the Donald Trump presidency was when he threw, it wasn't toilet paper, it was paper towels out to help people who've just been hit by a hurricane. I mean, and then he did his little marker hurricane thing. And so many issues, you're right. The problem is for MAGA, they don't care. He can be as idiotic as possible. I think he gets a lot of people look at him as an entertainer, not necessarily as a politician, but they're okay because of these values, I guess is the best word, that he represents. So, yeah, we do it. I've seen it plenty of times. I think really We just need to talk about where he's now, because he's far more extreme now than he was when he was throwing paper towels, quite honestly. And I think we need to let people know that even the old entertaining Donald Trump isn't so entertaining anymore, because the views he has are truly damaging to the average family in this country. And we have to have people vote in their best interest. And certainly he won't be. And I think we need to really go back to those core economic kitchen table issues a whole lot more and drive those home.
Angelique in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to add my own experience that turned out, fortunately for me and thanks to you, well with the whole advantage thing. I had an advantage plan for 3 years through last year. And I have a twin sister. And when we both reached Medicare age, she told me, absolutely do not get that. And, you know, she was a director of nursing for a home health agency for years. And she said we had to have two full-time registered nurses on the phone all day arguing with people, insurance companies, for people who had advantage plans because they couldn't get the proper home care, home health that they should have been able to get. And, you know, the fact was I, too, thought I just had Medicare and, you know, I signed up because I could get a free gym membership, just something frivolous. Anyway, long story short is, because I'm getting older, I got real afraid, and I was able to, this woman that called earlier said, I don't know why, but I was able to switch after 3 years on an advantage plan to a supplement. I did go through the AARP, which if you're a member, you know, you got supposedly some kind of,
and I'm almost out of time here.
I wound up with a plan for $95 a month is what I'm trying to say. And so I'm just grateful, and I think people should just keep trying to get, and I think if I could get off of Advantage, I don't know why anybody else could.
Okay, so
that's what I wanted to say. Thank
great
you
message. Thank you, Angelique.
Representative Pocan, I appreciate being able to listen to a Democratic congressman. We don't have many around here. Actually, we have none. Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Angelique, and I'm glad you were able to. And, you know, it's interesting you said that about nursing, because I had at one of my town halls a retired nurse who looked into it and was told, absolutely do not go to Medicare Advantage. So people who actually work in the area know this. We just want to help as many people. And if you've been on the program less, it's much easier to be able to get off of it. But we're going to do our best to fix it for everyone in the long term.
Congressman, I just have 20 seconds left. Thoughts on the coming weeks?
I think we're back fully in session next week in the House and Senate. So,
you think we're going to get Ukraine aid?
How we get that, we're not sure. But I'll tell you, that came up a lot in the town halls. That and Gaza were my number one and two issues. So, when we get back, hopefully that there's some movement. We've got some good news on how to get that on the floor.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan, thank you so much, Congressman, for always dropping by every other week here with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Great talking with you. Congressman Mark Pocan. On the other side of this break, is the Republican argument against women voting gaining new traction? Also, has the Republican Party become a full-fledged anti-sex movement? And Russians are keeping Trump afloat again. I'll tell you about all those stories right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.